This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump signed two measures that show support for Hong Kong's democracy protesters, angering Chinese leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The two measures passed nearly unanimously in the House and Senate last week after months of unrest on the streets of Hong Kong. President Trump had expressed some reservations about the effects of those statements since he's negotiating a trade deal with China's President Xi Jinping, who suggested there could be countermeasures if Trump signed the bills. One mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. The other bans the export to Hong Kong police of items like tear gas, rubber bullets, and tasers that could be used against demonstrators. President Trump says he signed the measures with the hope of a peaceful resolution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The death toll from the strongest earthquake to hit Albania is more than three decades, rose to 30 Wednesday. As the country observed a day of mourning, the government declared a state of emergency for the areas affected the most. As rescue crews continued to work to pull people from the rubble, rescue teams and specialized crews were dispatched from neighboring Kosovo, Italy, and Greece. At least 15 civilians were killed and two people injured in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan Wednesday. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman accused Taliban insurgents of planting the bomb in troubled Kunduz province. Two Turkish soldiers were killed in southern Turkey in a mortar attack near a military base. The attack took place Wednesday and targeted a base across the Syrian border, which Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies seized in a military operation against the Kurdish YPG militia last month. That's according to the Defense Ministry. More at VOA News.